Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Hello, this is another episode and my diary series, my diary walking through the big step and transition that I'm in the midst of, going from the corporate America job and role. And in the IT industry, over 30 years, and now I'm making a pivot into a small business owner. I'm on a very small scale, can relate to some of the executive decisions that I've witnessed that impact thousands of people. Mine may be in the low single digits or not even hitting the double digits as far as number of employees. But you have to take all that to heart, that the decisions that you're making, it's impacting more than your household. And so that's a weight that you carry as you jump into these types of endeavors, because ultimately, as entrepreneurs, it's one thing to come up with the idea. You know, you run around, you get your business license, you put yourself out there on social media. That's one aspect of it. But the Diana Ross song just jumped in my head. Do you know where you're going to? You know, in other words, if you put yourself out there, is not the ultimate goal to scale this, to grow this to the point where you can't do this by yourself. One of the biggest mistakes is starting something out as a solopreneur. That's taking entrepreneur and put the word solo in front of it. As a solopreneur, that means that you're one person, you're doing it all, but your expectation shouldn't be to always have it depend on you 100%, because you're going to have down days. You're going to have to step away. You're going to have to pivot and focus on one thing. And other aspects of the day-to-day operations are going to have to be handed off to someone else. Just like in corporate America, you've got your strategic piece of it, and then you've got your tactical. I know I've had this conversation many, many, many times as companies that were growing and growing very fast did not understand that they needed to, that they'd gotten to the point, ready or not, because things have been so successful. Being successful can be dangerous, especially if you're not expecting it. Now, on the one hand, you dream of it, you think of it, you think of the perks of being successful, being, you know, famous, thinking about being on Oprah's show and talking about and things just exploding beyond your imagination. But Jay-Z is absolutely right. More customers, more problems. More money, more problems. More anything, more problems. And so you have to be also thinking ahead. Prepare yourself mentally, physically, emotionally, because sometimes success comes so fast. And I've coached, like I said, many companies when I've seen not just 10 or 20 employees, but I'm talking about 1,000, 3,000, 6,000. I'm thinking of different scenarios. Huge, huge groups. And I was only working with the IT. These organizations were much bigger than tens of thousands of people. And here they were just realizing they needed to pivot hard, pivot quickly. Because in a lot of cases, by the time I got called in, it's because they already were in crisis mode. And you don't want none of that. Not even if you've got two employees. If it's you and a couple of family members, you don't want to be in that situation where you need to pivot. You need to make some quick decisions, some important decisions, because you need to scale. And when I talk about scaling, that just means a lot of you may be parents, and you know when a kid has a growth spurt, and you suddenly, what you bought for them doesn't fit anymore. That's they've grown, and so you've got to scale up to the next size. Now, some parents, they try to be proactive, and they're like, well, I'm just going to skip a size. I'm going to buy two sizes up because I know there's another growth spurt coming. Well, sometimes you trying to be economical and trying to stay ahead of things, but it doesn't necessarily work out. Maybe that growth spurt doesn't come right then and there. And then secondly, the kid doesn't like going to school just looking, sloppy with oversized clothes. So that's the trick, that you try to anticipate that spurt, but you got to be careful because you could overbuy, underbuy. I know I've watched nieces and nephews and great nephews now at this point. All you can't predict necessarily when that spurt's going to happen. And so sometimes you think, oh, well, I'll buy winter clothes for next year. Well, they may have skipped or they may have stalled out in their spurt. So your anticipation is way off. You end up buying something and they may completely skip that size, or that spurt happens in the summer and not the winter. And so you've bought winter clothes, and by the time winter comes, they're long past that size. So that's the same kind of mindset, that you're always trying to juggle and anticipate. And it's as much of an art as it is a science, but data does help. And I'm bringing this to you, and as you can tell, I'm mixing metaphors because I'm going back and forth between just our everyday life and the facts of life, and also relating it to my corporate experience and the reality that every company, small, medium, or large, goes through this in some form or fashion. Big companies sometimes have a lot of money and can recover, but again, they've got thousands of people depending on them. So they feel the pain. Just as a small company, you may not have all the backup funds and capital to take a lot of bad decisions. When a decision, or you pivot too early or pivot too late, trying to anticipate and scale, you may not be able to recover. So big or small, it all is something that we have to wrap our minds around and prepare ourselves for. the whole idea of scaling. And so that's at, even though I'm a month in to the bookstore, I even recall conversations at the grand opening where I already was putting some fillers and breadcrumbs out there about where are we going? Where are we going with this? What is next? Is this a one store? Let's try it. Or is this the model, the prototype, the proof of concept that I then can shop around? So many times when you're looking for investors, you are shopping around a concept, not a single product, but a concept. So I'm going to leave you with that because I know I've probably taken you in a lot of different directions, but there's really a very important underlying message that take some time, grab a notebook or a journal or order one of our journals off from online at the expressokids.com or expressobookstore.com. You can get us at either one of those URLs. But write down some of those key takeaways and start having that conversation. If it's only with yourself, if it's a solopreneur, have some of those conversations with yourself already. Where are we going with this? What is our concept? If we were selling a concept, what does success look like? And what are those certain milestones that I, as the strategic person here for your organization, that I need to be aware that at that point I need to understand how and when to scale. And that leads into, when do you bring in help? When do you start delegating the operational piece so that you, as the founder, the leader, can focus on solely the strategic pieces to stay 2 and 3 seasons, 2 and 3 years, having a roadmap, having a vision. In corporate, we expect executives to do all that. We're, by and large, a lot of us are in the operations piece of it, or if you're IT, you're in the R&D piece of it, but you are always looking to your leaders to tell us what is the vision, what is the goals, what are the milestones, how are we defining and measuring success. All those things that you, maybe under your breath, used to murmur that the executives don't seem to have a vision, they aren't communicating it well. Well, now you are the person that everybody was talking about, and you've got to make sure you've got that vision and that next step. So marinate on that until we speak again. Thank you for listening. This is Jacqueline Sanchez Blackman. Bye for now.